Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. We're having a wonderful time with our county executive, Laura Curran.
Maybe I could ask you a few questions while John
is having... Yeah, sure. I just want to piggyback on something that John said before. You know, he's been undergoing chemo, and he's been very frank in talking about that. And, you know, obviously he has an compromised immune system because of that. And I'm just so impressed with how he's doing, and he's an amazing man. And it just reminds me, you know, he said to pay attention to the little things. And he's so right about that. You know, there are underlying conditions, things like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, high blood pressure. If you're used to feeling not well, you might discount some of the symptoms, thinking, it's just normal. I normally don't feel so great. But, you know, be in tune with yourself, with how you feel. And if you really don't feel well and you think you could have this, it's so important to get that test and to take care of yourself.
Well, I would like to add to your commendations on John. He's a hero as far as we're all concerned. And this probably has not been publicly discussed much, but John is paying his dues. And he's quite an example of somebody on how to cope with adversity. And I think that's one of the big things Project Independence tries to promote, mm-hmm. is to try to function with a positive outlook. And I'd say John is a classic example of how to do that.
Amen to that.
So anyhow. That.
I believe I'm unmuted now.
We can hear you, John.
And okay, now you can hear me. Enough about me. Mm-hmm. This is about Laura. Now I'm unmuted. Maybe that was the universe saying you wanted to talk
about
me.
We wanted to talk about you.
Now we're warm. I don't know what's going on today. I apologize. I want to skip around a little bit though, because, and this is not a show that is promoting anybody or anything, but, Laura has been doing a phenomenal job as our county executive, and she's up for election next year. And I think one of the things that I want to touch on in this segment, and we'll go back to the COVID, is the promises Laura made and kept. You know, the integrity that has come over this administration is beyond anything anybody's ever seen. She said she was going to put something into effect, and she did. Whether it was transparency in the hospital, with gifting, with vendors, with family relations and stuff like that. I honestly think that in the years I've been doing this, there's very few people that have stepped up to the plate, if that's the expression, as honorable and with as much integrity as Laura has, but has maintained it. This was not a show to get elected. This was her truth, and she has proven it. And so that was my little speech, but at the same time, I wanted to touch on, from your perspective, how difficult was it putting all those things into effect? You can pick anyone you want. I mean, because I know some of it was an uphill battle. And I know you weren't prepared for this, but we really are going to go all over the place this morning.
I'm happy to talk about anything. Well, I really want to thank you for your kind words, John. But, you know, we know that there has been a lack of trust in government, and that, you know, and the federal level on down to the local level. And it's up to us who are here now to begin to restore that trust. And, you know, it's very simple things that aren't really hard to do, to be honest with you. You know, making sure and signing an executive order very early on in my administration that people who work for me, who are involved in the contracting process, cannot accept a gift of any value whatsoever, even a cup of coffee from someone seeking to do business with the county or someone who does do business with the county. Just to make it very clear to everyone that the person being chosen, the company that we're contracting with, they're being chosen because they're the right people for the job, that they're there to do the work. Same with the fact that anyone that I appoint, I have about We have employees, about 7,200 employees at Nassau County. About 200 of those are people that I appoint. Nobody that I appoint can raise money for any campaign that I do or contribute. Again, so that there's no question as to why I've chosen them. Not so they can help me politically, so that they can be there to do the work of the people. And those were very simple, easy things to put in place. And, you know, I remain as vigilant as possible, because trust, not everyone is going to agree with me. I understand that. And that's a beautiful thing about our country. People are free to disagree. But if there's not that just base underlying feeling of trust that what my intentions are good, even though they may disagree with what I'm doing or what I'm saying, if that trust isn't there, then I think it makes it very, very difficult to lead. And it just makes it harder to do the job. And we have really important work to do here in Nassau County. I mean, you think about just take the pandemic alone. We're the ones with the health department, with the medical examiner, the morgue, the ambulances, the medics, first responders, the county jail that we had to get ready. You know, all of these things, that's all on the county level. And it's, you need to have that base level of support, and not of support, but of just of trust, that people knowing that, okay, I may not like this lady, I don't like what she says, but I can think that at least her intentions are good.
100, go ahead, Otto.
Yeah, the flip side of that is I spent 40 plus years in sales to various governments, to large corporations and whatever. And I never liked to deal with a situation where there was that in the uh-huh. air. You knew it was there, and I never played that game. And I always fought that. And it exists in a lot of places. And the fact is, then you never have a real good relationship with the people you're dealing with. So anyhow, my point is, the flip side of that, if you're credible and you work on trust, it's much better that way than the other way, where you have to worry about paying people off or giving gifts or whatever. That's not a fun way to do business on the other side of the coin, in my opinion.
Oh, that's a very interesting perspective, Otto. Yeah, you want to be chosen on the merits.
Yes, and have an honest relationship with the people you're dealing with, as opposed to one of devious stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be perfect. And actually, this was something I had read years ago. And I think, I'm not sure, I believe it was Tom Suozzi who used it recently. It might have been on the show. But it comes originally from Ed Koch. And Ed Koch said, if you agree with me on 9 out of the 12 things that I'm pushing for, vote for me. And if you believe with me on 12 out of the 12, you need your head.
That's great. I love
and
that.
It's very true. It's impossible. And I agree with everything Laura's doing, but it is possible. And that's going to be with your wife. That's going to be with your best friend. That's anything in life. Mm-hmm. Nobody is in 100% agreement at any given point in time. But you have to be in agreement enough to say, I know we're going in the direction of the dream for the county, and this is the woman who's taken us there. Will there be flaws along the way?
John, I just have to say, that is such, I had never heard that before. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to steal that. I think it's great.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
Now with the political discourse, when if you don't march in lockstep with whatever X is saying, if there's any nuance or any room for disagreement, then somehow you're dreadful and no one should ever listen to you. But that is a very mature way. Yeah, you're going to agree with, if you agree with most of what I'm saying, then okay, good. But we're not all going to agree all the time. That's just the nature of human beings. And to try to have this sort of litmus test for people. If you don't abide by these, all of these things, then, you know, we don't even want to talk to you. That's a big part of the problem that I'm seeing in our political discourse nationwide.
I agree. I think the way it sits now, you're either supposed to be all the way over there or all the way over there on the right or the left. There's nothing in the middle. You can think one way about one topic and another way about another topic. And like John said, why do you have to agree with everything that somebody says? I don't think you do. And I believe that's a big problem, as you point out, Laura, as far as the political world goes mm-hmm. right now. I don't think that's true here. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I don't, it doesn't exist in Nashville, but it's very true. And today it is that the world, you know, has gotten so black and white that recently, since you're home a lot, and my partner PETA has gotten me into this, you put on MSNBC and then you flip to Fox and then you flip back. It's two different universes talking about the same thing. It's like, were we both at the same meeting to walk away with two different, and yet they're going to go to their graves fighting this stuff, which is just craziness, as opposed to joining together and get something done properly.
Yeah, that's right. And so I try to do that too. I try to listen to all the different voices, get all the different perspectives. But it's true. Sometimes it feels like, are we living in two or three different realities here?
Yeah, well, perception is reality. And sometimes perception is like somebody says that tree is a Volkswagen bus.
Yeah.
That's what they really believe. I don't know how you change it, but it's hard to understand that. It really is.
But that's why it's an effort of working for as many people as you can. You know, you're never going to, you know, we're talking about it right now, but it's very true. You're never going to please them all. It's impossible. But if you can live with yourself at night and say, guess what? I'm doing what I think is the best for the county. Then that's all you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're supposed to do nothing else in life. And that's the same with your family, with your friends, no matter what it is. If you're there for them the best way you can be, there's nothing else anybody can ask of you at the end of the
day.
And you know, we're going to go back and forth. And the issue is, you know, when we come to the break, which we're coming to again, we can't talk during the break. So that's why Laura has to wait now to see what I'm going to surprise her with next.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Right back.